Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. Today is Monday, January 15th, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area, where we wish everyone a very happy and we celebrate the day today of Martin Luther King Day, a day that, in my mind, represents equality and justice, and frankly, that is what we stand for at our company, and so we hope that everyone has a very safe and happy celebration of this day, this holiday today. And we do appreciate you joining this call. We've got a ton of agents joining from all across North America this morning, and we welcome you. And for those of you that are listening to this call on the recording, we appreciate you plugging in as well. And we want to welcome, make a very special welcome to our new agents who are joining this morning. We've got lots of new agents who have joined, hundreds of new agents who have joined our company here in the last few weeks, and we just want to welcome you. We want to let you know that listening to this call and making that a weekly goal is one of the best ways that you can stay plugged in to what's happening across North America with this company. This company that is ever-changing, that's always growing and always developing and always evolving, and sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but the best way to stay plugged in is to, again, just be on this call, be on these conference calls that we do, and we appreciate you plugging in and being a part of that here this morning. I'm excited. We've got a couple of important events coming up tomorrow, and I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. First and foremost, at 8 a.m. Central Time, at 8 o'clock a.m. Central Time, Mr. Jim Tanner, our Senior Vice President, Platinum Executive Director, is going to be doing a Q&A on our Facebook page. So if you're not part of the HRMC Agents Facebook group, that I invite you to join that today. Just go to Facebook, search for HRMC Agents. That's the name of the group. You'll need to join the group. And then once you join that group, tomorrow at 8 a.m., you can get on there and interact live with Mr. Tanner, who's going to be hosting that at, like I said, 8 a.m. tomorrow. And a Q&A on team building, different recruiting systems. I mean, it's going to be fantastic training. As always, every time that Mr. Tanner provides training, it's always fantastic. But I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a live Q&A tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And then we've got coming up at noon Central Time tomorrow, at 12 o'clock Central Time tomorrow, our first training webinar. We're going to be doing these training webinars on a monthly basis in 2018. They're going to be the third Tuesday of each month. And this one tomorrow, I'm really excited about. We've got the Director of Client Services from Legal Shield that's going to be joining us here tomorrow, and he's going to be training on the Legal Shield at Work system. That entire interface, it's an incredible program. And here's the thing. Some of you right now are really taking advantage of and using that Legal Shield at Work system. I know that because I talked to a lot of you. You know, it's the last day of the month, and you're there entering those applications at Legal Shield at Work, or even if it's not the last day of the month. We had, for example, Mr. Richard Miller is one of our top producers out of the state of Kansas, and he called me last week. He was entering almost 200 applications all on Legal Shield at Work. He was just going through there and entering those apps. Instead of uploading them, he was entering them where they can process quickly. There's you take some of the human error out of the corporate office, you know, of Legal Shield entering those, and I just think it's a great deal for him. He had gotten a spreadsheet from one of his groups, and I know this is common with a lot of you, and the spreadsheet contained the information for him to enter those applications, and so he was able to turn around and take that information from the spreadsheet and enter it in, and it processes the same day that he enters them. It's a amazing system. So some of you are using that. Some of you are not. And my invitation is, it doesn't matter if you're using it or not right now. you ought to be on that webinar tomorrow. Because if you're not using it, tomorrow's a chance to really learn the ins and outs of that system and start using it. It's one of the greatest tools that Legal Shield has ever introduced. And I've been doing this for 15 and a half years. I'm not exaggerating when I say that is one of the greatest tools that Legal Shield has ever introduced for us to use in the field. And frankly, not just for us in the field selling, but for the HR people, the decision makers that we're working with in these companies, they can use that tool as well, and they really, really like that. If you're already using that tool, then I would still invite you to get on, because I guarantee there are aspects and features in that tool that you're not familiar with yet. That Legal Shield at Work is so feature-rich, and we want you to learn about it. So how do you register for that? You go to www.hrmctraining.com, www.hrmctraining.com, and you can register for that today. We still have a few spots left. We are capped on how many agents we can have on that, but I just checked this morning. We do have a few spots left that you can get in. If you try to join that and we're maxed out on the number of people that we can have on there, then we are recording that webinar. We will make that available later this week in our back office, too. But, of course, if you can join the live, that's a chance for some interaction, some Q&A. It's always a better experience, and we invite you to do that at hrmctraining.com. You can also find that on the events page in your Harvard Risk Management back office as well. So we're looking forward to those two big events tomorrow. Speaking of events, there are Legal Shield training events, regional, super regional events happening all over North America right now. I know we had agents here in Dallas at the event a couple of weeks ago. We had folks in New York City. Let's see, I think that was this past weekend. This past Saturday, Friday and Saturday. This coming Saturday, we've got several of them coming up. We've got one in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be a big event. I know our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, will be training on both Friday and Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia. We would invite anyone that can get to Atlanta, Georgia to get there and to be a part of that. We've got, there's one in Las Vegas, there's one in Phoenix, there's one in Cincinnati, Ohio. The following week, we've got them in the Bay Area. I mean, there are all over these Legal Shield Super Regionals. And I'm just going to tell you, I went to the Legal Shield Super Regional here in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't speaking. I wasn't presenting. I just went as a student to learn, and I filled up several pages in my notebook of notes. And I just wanted to kind of share with you what kind of notes I take at those events. It's not that I'm necessarily learning a lot of new features about Legal Shield or learning new things about the plans, although they are taking some time and addressing some of the updates in the plans at those events, but I'll tell you what I'm listening for. And probably my favorite part of that event is the first hour of these super regionals. They typically do what's called a business briefing, which is designed for guests, and you can certainly bring a guest to those. It's a presenter that's doing a presentation on Legal Shield. And that's probably my favorite part, because I love listening to the language that they use. And that's, a lot of my notes are things that they say, how they say them, ways that these presenters who have been doing this a long time and are obviously skilled at what they do, ways that they are communicating value in the memberships and the opportunity that we provide. And, I've said many times, we have a big R&D department here at Harvard Risk Management. That doesn't stand for research and development. It stands for rob and duplicate. And I've been good at robbing and duplicating over the last 15 and a half years. And so when you have a chance to listen to some of these speakers, that's what I'm listening for. I'm listening to the stories that they share. And I'm taking scrupulous notes, because I might want to share that story in an upcoming presentation. I'm listening to again, the language, the way that they present some of these features. And that's really helped refine my presentation over the years, and I would invite you to do the same. It's always a privilege to be able to listen to somebody that knows what they're doing, especially when they're marketing the same exact products that we are marketing. I would take every opportunity to grab bits and pieces nuggets here and there from these top producers and leaders within Legal Shield. So, again, I hope that you're plugging into those. I mentioned our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Rich, is going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to go to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we've got Mr. Rich standing by this morning. Mark, I know you're excited about this week in Atlanta, but I know you're really excited just to, the general timing of where we're at right now with these two products, Legal Shield and ID Shield. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that this morning.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to the call, everyone. And I just want to thank Mike and Jim Tanner for their incredible efforts in providing additional webinars, additional trainings that will help all of us to build bigger teams, to sell more memberships, to open more groups. And I hope you're as grateful as I am. They've really stepped up their game in the last few months and have some big goals for 2018, and they're willing to share with each of us. You know, that. You know, Mike has his own organization that he's in charge of. He has his own family. It's a small family, five kids. But, you know, he's got all his own stuff to handle, his own house to pay for and all of that. But on top of that, he's willing to share with all of us that information. Same with Mr. Tanner. He has his own organization, his own family, his own, business to run, which he does a really good job at. But on top of that, he's willing to take time and share with each of us. So as they do these Facebook Lives and webinars and share that information, be sure that we reach out and thank them for their time and their efforts and their energies, and then pass along that same effort with our teams. Make sure that we're sharing and giving back to our teams to help others be successful, because that's really what life's about, right? Helping and assisting and serving others. I just want to make sure, I just want to take a quick minute because I'm really excited to hear from Mr. Adam Thompson this morning, but I want to make sure that everyone is very crystal clear on what our focus should be right now as it pertains to B2B or group sales, you know, going into companies and marketing this as a benefit. I want to make sure that we're crystal clear on that. And, you know, we've talked about these new rates and we've talked about all the things, the changes, but nothing has really changed as related to group sales. The group rates are the same until March 1st. So when you can go out today, you can open a group, and that group you can offer the current rates. I don't want to say the old rates because they're not old yet. On March 2nd they might be old, but right now you can offer the $33.90, the same plan we've been selling for 4 years, and the $27.90, which is the individual plan, $33.90, $27.90. You can offer both those plans right now in the marketplace. The new rates are $38.90 for a family and $32.90, which is $5 more a month premium. And you don't need to worry about that because those rates you don't need to offer right now. You can offer the current rates, $33.90 and $27.90, to any group that you open until March 1st. Another important principle I want to make sure everyone understands, I think we've got it, but there is still people I think that don't get it, especially new people. Any group that you open right now, over the next 45 days, any group that you open, they continue to have that $33.90 rate forever. So any group that we open right now will be locked down to the old rates. I'll just say the old rates so we understand. Forever. And that's a great thing. I love the state of Louisiana. I opened up, almost 20 years ago. And they still have the exact same rate, $15.95, for a legal plan that they did when I opened it up, 20 years ago. That's the same rate we market in there when we go in. We're going to sell memberships in there this week. And every time we sell a plan, it's $15.95 and $9.95 for the identity theft plan. And that's a $9.95 for a full family on identity theft, which is a great deal. Those are the old rates. So understand, we've got a great opportunity, a window of opportunity right now, because the groups that we lock down keep those rates forever. And so what should our goal be? What should we be? And the reason I know we have a little confusion there is people are calling saying, hey, what is the new group rate? Well, I've even asked Tamitha to remove the new group rates off the group sheet, off the group docs on demand, because we really don't need to be focused on the group rates, the new group rates that become effective in March. Right now, Legal Shield's allowing all groups that are open right now to have the old rates, and we need to be focused on that and locking down as many groups as possible. Another question we get, when will the new proposal come out? I can tell you this, it won't come out till after March, because why would you want to go sell a product that's $5 more right now and you make the exact same commission? So understand that too, that when those new rates become effective and you're out selling a $38.90 plan, which is $5 more a month premium for a member, for a family, that your commission's going to be exactly the same as it is right now. Well, knowing what the new rate's going to be in March and knowing that your commissions are not going to go up, at least on the right side of the plan, I mean, the left side's already gone up. All the bonuses and incentives are already lit up. They're all in effect right now. And they've put in a huge amount of money on that left side for group people, for people focused in business solutions. So knowing that, we ought to be anxiously engaged, fully focused on getting as many groups locked down as we possibly can. Because understand this, I just want to make sure it's crystal clear. If you go out today and you get a company to say, yes, we'll offer this benefit, and you do that before the 1st of March, then that company will be able to offer the existing rates, the $33.90 plan and the $27.90 plan, to their employees forever. So, and you'll get the same commission that you're getting now. Your commissions aren't going to go down in March or anything. It's a really, really, really great deal. So we need to be in all-out massive exposure mode right now, getting as many proposals in the marketplace, flooding the marketplace with our business cards, letting every company in your local market, should know about you and know about identity theft protection and know about that you're the person to go to when they need an identity theft plan and a legal plan. That's the name of the game right now, mass exposure. And there are people that are doing it. There's people that have written 1,000 memberships already this year. Already in 2018. I mean, there, I see people grabbing, and I want to make sure that our Harvard team is leading that pack, that we are locking down as many groups as we possibly can over the next 45 days. I would work harder in the next 45 days than you've ever worked in this business before. We've lowered the price of the proposals by $50 if you order over 100 or more. So we're doing things internally to make sure that we're giving you every edge out there in the market. So those prices are now reflective online, and you can order. I would pack up on materials. And last week we shipped out a lot of mugs, a lot of white folders. In fact, we almost ran out of white folders. Proposals. I mean, I see people are out there marketing and going and getting and claiming. I know it's the first of the year. It's a great time to do that anyway. But for sure, knowing what's on the horizon, knowing that the rates will go up, any group that we market right now and get 5 memberships and lock down the group, that group will be able to offer those rates in that group forever, is a great incentive to go make it happen. And if that wasn't enough, let me give you one more reason to be all in right now, and that's the 2018 Business Solution Incentives. We've talked about the left side of the plan over the last couple of weeks on this call, so that you understand where Legal Shield's, how they're moving some of the money over on that left side. But on the B2B side, the business solution side, they've really done a great job. And there's 2 categories that you can earn bonus dollars in. Number one is opening new groups. For example, if you go open 5 new groups in the first quarter, so January through March 31st, so they do it by quarter. So if you do that in the first 3 months of 2018, which I think would be a minimum goal, right? We say performance club's a minimum goal. If you're in business solutions, that should be your minimum goal, to open 5 new groups with 5 memberships in each group before the end of March. That's going to give you a $1,000 bonus just for doing that. If you double down in that area and do 10 new groups, which I think is very doable, I mean, that's three groups a month. I mean, that's very doable. You get an additional $1,600. I want to point out all of these bonuses here are cumulative. What does that mean? That means you get the 1,000 when you open the 5, and then you open another 5, not another 10, but another 5, and they give you another $1,600. Total those together, $2,600. In just the first quarter, in just opening groups, a person can earn $14,000 in additional bonuses. And that's just opening 25 groups. And there's going to be people that understand what I'm talking about right now, understand the window, the opportunity. We know what's on the horizon. We know the rates are going up. We know the commissions are not going up. Those are two huge drivers that should be driving our activity. And they're going to go out and earn an extra $14,000 on top of their commissions on the right side. This is left side money. One other part of it is the selling of memberships. So you go out and sell 25 group memberships, 25 in the next 3 months. If you sell 25 sales in the next 3 months, you get a $250 bonus. I mean, that is a sweet deal. That's extra. If you sell 50 memberships over the next 3 months, they give you $400 in marketing dollars, so you can buy marketing materials, and an additional $330. This level 3 is a good minimum, 150 sales. That's 50 a month. That's what we talk about in the training, in the online training, is go and sell 50 a month, get to that executive director level. You get the 250 because you sold 25. You get the 330 because you sold another 25. And because you sold another 100, you know, it's cumulative, so you get $1,100. You can look at the chart. It's online in the group docs. But that's a cumulative total of $1,680 that you can earn. Plus, may I mention, if you do 50 sales each month, you'll get another $10,000, which, again, makes the $1,680 not look as great. So you'd get the $10,000 bonus because you hit executive director 3 months in a row, plus the $1,680 in group bonuses. And it goes all the way to $34,000 in cumulative bonuses that you can earn right now in the first 3 months of 2018. And then if you say, well, I'm not going to start right now, I want to start later, I want to start in April, there's still bonuses, but they're less. So there's a big incentive to go do it now versus later and take advantage of that. You can earn $34,000 right now in additional bonuses by going out and just claiming your part of the market out there. So, again, I want to challenge you to be crystal focused on opening as many groups as you can, scheduling as many enrollments as you possibly can over the next 45 days to lock those groups down permanently on the current existing rates. Let's take full advantage of that. Let's get our name out in the marketplace like it's never been out there before. Let's make sure every business in our community knows who you are and knows what you do and the valuable services that you offer. I'm looking forward. I'll be in the studio today redoing the identity theft, ID Shield training video. And I know we've got Mr. Jim Tanner, Mr. Scott Brooks, Mr. Chris Evans, Mr. Mike Riches all coming to the studio this month, toward the end of the month, to redo all the online trainings with the new rates and new products. And I'm super excited about that. I appreciate each of you and your incredible efforts right now and just great things happening. Lots of bonuses being paid out. I'll see many of you in Atlanta this weekend on Friday and Saturday. I'm looking forward to spending some time down there. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Oh, fantastic information, Mark. Thank you very, very much for sharing. And could not agree with you more. I mean, the timing right now to go out and grab not just the commission dollars, but these bonus dollars that are on the table, higher right now than they will be all year. Let's grab some of that, and then to use the urgency as well. And that's I love when Legal Shield puts that out there and says, okay, we're going to increase the rates. Here's what they're going to be. Here's when we're going to do it, because it gives you and I this 5-day window to build urgency with the groups that we work with. And I would not do a decision maker meeting this week without bringing that up, without making that a very clear point to that decision maker too. Listen, we've got a short window of time here that I can guarantee that these are the rates that your employees are going to receive. That ought to lead to massive enrollments in January, for sure massive enrollments in February, because we're running up against these deadlines. And so I love that that's the case. I love that we can use that to build urgency That's the biggest thing in working with groups. And I think that any top producer would tell you that. The biggest thing, the biggest challenge is how to get a decision maker to take action. It's not how to get a decision maker to be interested, because most decision makers are interested. I can probably count in 15 and a half years the number of decision makers that I've met with that just were not interested. They just plain were not interested. I can probably count them on one or two hands. In 15 and a half years, I mean, it's definitely less than one a year. And so it's not how to get someone interested. It's how to get them to take action. How to get them to say, wow, this sounds really good, and let's schedule an enrollment for this date. And what I'm trying to tell you is, using these deadlines to build urgency, that's what gets decision makers to take action. No one is better at that in our entire company. Now, we might have one or two people out there that are as good, but no one is better at that than our featured trainer this morning, Mr. Adam Thompson. Mr. Thompson is a $150,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, meaning that he and his wife Alicia earn over $150,000 in income in a month, or excuse me, in a year, and that should in and of itself be celebrated. But the way that they have done that, to me, is even more exceptional. Going out and opening a massive number of new groups. Mr. Thompson is an expert at prospecting, at closing a decision-maker meeting, and certainly an expert at doing enrollments. And he's going to be talking to us this morning about one of the things that I think is just crucial, is so vital in our business. He's going to be speaking about the ABCs of attending events. And I'm so excited to introduce someone who is, again, a top producer, a $150,000 ring earner, but also just one of the best people that I know, one of the most authentic and genuine individuals that you will ever meet. Mr. Thompson, thank you so much for joining the call this morning. We are always honored and excited to hear from you, and we'll turn the call over to you, my friend.
Wow, what an introduction, coming through loud and clear on both ends. My goodness, thank you so much, gentlemen. I'm so proud to be on the call this morning. I'm delighted to be asked to help train our amazing team. I want to jump right into the meat and the potatoes, the ABCs of attending events. And I would always be remiss if I didn't, Mike and Mark, mention God and Jesus first. I go back, and that has to be where I'm coming from the top. So thank you for everything that you all have shown me. And I believe in my heart that this Christian company is here because we heard a calling. So let me jump right into it now. The ABCs of attending events, advanced skill sets. When you go to these events, folks, there's going to be someone there who has been there longer, and there's also going to be someone there who hasn't been there as long as you have. You're going to learn from those people, and you're going to help those other people. And I'm going to relocate. I've got a bad echo in here, Mike. Hang on. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. You sound great to us.
Okay. I'll be right there. I just had a really rough echo there. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. So, again, back on the letter A for the ABCs, advanced skill sets. What I was talking about is there's going to be someone at this event who's maybe been there for the first time. And when I say this event, please understand for all the new folks listening on the call, these events can be this Monday morning call. You know, that's a virtual event from your home office. These events can also be all these super regionals and, of course, the Oklahoma City. So when I'm talking about these events, it can be any one of those things. There's going to be someone at these events that's been there for years. You're going to learn from those people. On the contrary, there's going to be someone that's attending their very first event. They're going to learn from you. The B is bring something that others may need. It might be your smile. It might be your note-taking abilities. You want to go there with a service mindset and attitude. You want to go there to serve others. Bring something that others may need. The C is for connecting, guys. The friendships, the mentors, the mentees, if you should be so lucky. There are people that I've met at events that are my closest and dearest friends now. I'm so grateful to Harvard Risk Management. And quite candidly, Legal Shield events weren't huge on my list in the beginning. I didn't know enough about them. But when I attended my first Legal Shield broad, you know, spectrum event, it was in Atlanta where Mark Riches is going to be speaking this coming weekend. If you have any possibility to get there, do it. That was my first major event, and it really catapulted me. The D is discipline. Discipline in yourself and others. When you're at these events, you look around and you see tens of people or hundreds or even thousands, and they're there doing what you're doing, you know you're in the right place. And you know that the discipline that it took you to get there was well worth every penny and every moment. E is for the event after the event. That's a term I heard at a Legal Shield event this past fall in Columbus, Ohio. I heard a lot of people speaking about and using the phrase, the event after the event. Our own Mike Riches taught us something a while back. I think it was Dave Paperno, where Mike was sharing food or having a meal, and Dave was there and Mike was there. And sure, the events themselves, you know, hence my subject matter, sure, the events are important, but they don't stop when the event is over. There's a meal. There's a cup of coffee. There's a drink somewhere that's being had, and it might just be you. It might be you and the CEO of the company. It might be you and 10 other people that are brand new just like you. But that event after the event holds a lot and carries a lot of water and holds a lot of weight. If you get invited, perfect. If you don't, invite yourself, get to that event after the event. The F is that it feels good to be around like-minded people. Alicia and I are believers. We attend a church on a regular basis. We want you to be alert at these events, folks. And sure, we want you to be sharp and take great notes, but there's a feeling that you can feel. It's being relaxed around your family, for lack of a better phrase. And depending on the amount of time you put in this business and the amount of heart that you put in this business, this quickly becomes your family. We say we're not in business by yourself, but for yourself. But sometimes it feels like we're alone. We're sitting here in a home office and we're riddled with distractions. At the very best, we can hope and pray that our family's in our corner. But if they're not, sometimes you feel alone. And getting to these events puts you in a big church full of believers, if that makes any sense, of Legal Shield believers. G is the goals of others. Just simply sharing. Not running out there with a bunch of, you know, photocopies of my 2018 goals. We're not talking about that. We're talking about getting quiet, making eye contact with someone that you heard a story of a few minutes before at one of these events or saw up on stage, and actually taking the time to ask to be mentored by or to just share some goals, share some common interests, and find a connection. H, I wrote down this for the highs and the lows. There's an excitement. There's compassion. I have shouted for joy alongside people at events, and I have cried with some of my friends in the business. When you hear these stories of people on stage, be it Mark Riches or any of these people, you know that they believe what they're saying. You know that these aren't things that are made up, people. These are real, as my son says, is that a true story? These are real, true stories. And praise God when they can be fantastic and celebrated. But you're going to hear some tearjerkers at these events, and it's going to stick with you and become an impact and become part of your inspiration. And that's the letter I. Inspiration, my goodness, I have left events, guys, on cloud 9, and what, I don't know, is it cloud 10? I've left events thinking that I've walked into these things, thinking that I know what I'm doing or I'm getting started well or whatever. And I'm so glad to see. In fact, Alicia and I were receiving our $150,000 ring, and we were seated next to a friend of mine, a guy named Mike Melia. He was receiving his $600,000 ring. And you talk about inspiration. Just recently at a Harvard event in Cookeville, Alicia and I were able to be present, and I think it was Mark Rich's $700,000 ring. And you better believe, those of you that know me, you know I tried it on, and I took a picture with my phone to throw it on my vision board. So the inspiration, well, there's nothing thicker than the inspiration at an event. If you're feeling low, get there. If you're feeling high, get there. J is the journey. Hearing and sharing, the hard work and seeing the success. You're sitting next to someone who's been in the business a week. That's inspiring. You're sitting next to someone who's been in the business 30 years and has seen the lows, the highs. They have seen, you know, they worked with Harlan Stonecipher. They worked with people that are legends in our business. You get to hear their journeys and share yours. The K is keep going. Stay motivated. Sometimes the events are the exact prescription. That's the medicine that you needed. I think it was a wise man once said, if at first you don't succeed, keep going to events, right? I think that's how it goes. The L is the learning. Jim Rohn told us to stand on the books that you've read. And you get so many great book recommendations and Audible recommendations and all these great things of people that want to share their success through learning. And that's where you find those things at events. M, this is huge. I think I say this on every call, but if you don't hear anything else, maybe jot this one down. M is for the membership. Mike Riches, I was probably pulling a practical joke. He's obviously been at my house this morning and checked my notes because he touched on almost everything I'm saying now a few minutes ago. But he talked about the membership, and Mike's 100% right. When I go to events, large or small, there's always nuggets coming out of the membership. When you hear it presented, when you hear it presented to someone who is in a position to buy the membership right now, the first hour, I think, is a lot of them, the first hour of the event, they let people have a chance to see what the membership's like and buy it right there. Business briefings are called, I think, in the Legal Shield vernacular. But I learned so much about the membership at events. You hear nuggets like, the membership is for everyone. The opportunity might not be, but the membership's for everyone. That speaks volumes. For N, the letter N, we've got new people. New people are the lifeblood of our business. Stagnant, right? We can hear things on these calls, and I feel like sometimes I'm repeating myself, but I remember that one day it was my first call on a Monday morning. And if there's only three or four things that I've said in 3 or 4 years, I'm going to keep saying them because they're important to me and maybe someone's hearing it for the first time. The new people at an event, when you're seated next to someone who's never been to an event before. I met someone at my very first event in Atlanta, like we mentioned earlier. He had been in the business of, 10 or 11 years. He'd made $6 or $7 million. His parents told him to, quote unquote, still get a real job after he'd purchased his mother a house and everything else. I was sitting next to people that had been there forever, but I was the new guy back then. The new people. You see that smile and you see the wonder, and most importantly, you see the hope. You see the hope on their face and the hope that this is the answer to the prayer they've been praying. Segueing along with the membership that we talked about a minute ago, when I go to an event, I hear expertly explained about the opportunity. The opportunity that we have. Yes, we are all a Harvard family. And yes, Legal Shield, Jeff Bell's Legal Shield, puts money in our bank accounts. Don't get it twisted like I did in the beginning. I'm not Legal Shield. I do Harvard stuff. Listen, we are all a family. And in that family environment, you're going to learn more about the opportunity from those that do this on a one-to-one or a networking basis. And you're going to learn things to help your group business basis. You're going to learn things that are going to skyrocket your own Harvard business. We have the best training anywhere of any company I've ever worked for, period. Having said that, we can still learn from quote-unquote straight Legal Shield people about the opportunity and other things. P is for people, the friendships, the best friends. I would have never met Mr. Jim Tanner or Mike Riches or Mark Riches in any other walk of life. And I owe them so much, and I honor them, and Kurt Jones and all these folks, these names. These are names that I literally have notes that I consider friends when I hear them on these calls. I became friends with everybody on these Monday morning calls before they ever met me, and I've got these people's names on my wall. My wife's a phenomenal decorator. Everyone that knows Alicia knows she's got great style. But sometimes I get the look because my walls are filled with random sheets of paper from names of friends that I've met, whether I've met them or not, of friends that I found at events. Q is for quicker. We've heard it said time and time again, those of us that have got a few years in, you're going to leave an event with an edge. You're going to leave an event learning how to succeed about 6 months quicker than the person who did not attend. I can't tell you how to put that into, I guess, numbers. There was no, if you do this, you'll make 10,000. If you do this, you'll make 500. But it almost came to that for me. I realized when I was spending one-on-one quality time with a guy named Mark Riches, who had done what I was trying to do at that first Atlanta event years ago and subsequent events since then, I knew I was in the right place. I knew I was getting quicker results than someone who wasn't attending. R is for recharge. When you see a kid, especially those of us with children, we just finished Christmas, and hopefully the wise gift giver is going to include the four AA batteries. When you see the batteries drained on a kid's toy, and you put that fresh pack of batteries in there, you talk about a happy child. You talk about getting some work done with no distractions because your kid's playing a remote control car with new, fresh batteries. You want to get your batteries recharged. You start thinking those thoughts that Satan will put into your head, oh, maybe I got to go get a real J-O-B, right? It's just not working out anymore. It was good for a while, but hey, let's be real. Wrong answer. Get to an event and recharge your batteries. S is for stories. That's another one that Mike lovingly borrowed from me about 14 minutes ago. You're right, Mike. The stories at an event, if you do nothing else, take a notepad just for the stories. Every enrollment I've ever done, successful or not, I attribute most of the success to the stories that I tell. And I learned so many great stories at events. Over time, I was able to develop my own. But until then, borrow theirs. You have a wealth. The stories at Legal Shield should have its own Facebook page. You know what I mean? You've got to use the stories. T is for tool belt. Adding any one thing, a term that Mike Rich has taught me. I'm sure he didn't invent it, but he's used it nearly every time we've spoken. He talks about nuggets, tiny little bits, tiny little somethings that make a huge difference. You're going to be putting new tools or new nuggets in your tool belt. You're going to be adding things to your arsenal, things you can use to recruit and sell the membership. Your tool belt, after an event, probably can't hold another thing. So note to the words of the wise, bring extra notepads. The worst thing in the world is bringing a yellow pad or an empty book, if you will, and then filling it up halfway through the event. Run. Don't walk. Run to the store and get that next notebook to fill up your tool belt. U is for uniformity. We all have our own styles. It's amazing to see the little twists and the turns on something that's all basically, and again, Mike said a few minutes ago, we're all selling the same service and product. Sure, there's some nuances here, and there may be a business plan for you, a truck driver's plan for you, so on and so forth. But we're all selling protection against legal events and identity theft. And to see the differences, but knowing that it's all under the same blanket umbrella, the same uniformity, well, there's just nothing better. And it's kind of the glue that holds us all together. V is for verify. To so many people, seeing is believing. When I saw a $700,000 ring on my hand when Mark Riches passed it around when he was awarded that just recently, an amount of money he had earned in 12 months from this company, things that he learned by attending events. They talk about edifying. Well, I'm talking about verifying. When you see it, you know, there's a lot of skepticism in this world. There's a lot of people that think, you know, the old S-C-A-M word, I won't even say it anymore, I'm over it. But there's people that think that this call is not even real, that there's only two or three people on this call. Wrong answer, guys. Get to an event, see 3,000 people, see 10,000 people. Get to OKC, get to Oklahoma City in the spring and see up to 15,000 people sitting in a room doing the exact same thing you're trying to do on a daily basis and watch your motivation go through the roof. W is for wisdom. Wisdom in action. When you see Mark Riches, when you see Mike, when you see Jim, when you see Linda Pitt, when you see Jamie Doucette, when you see all these people in front of you, the heavy hitters, the people that you hopefully put into your mastermind group, you see it in action, that just bolsters you. That gives you that shot in the arm that you need to get through any low times that might be coming when you get back home and it's just you again. You get to remember the tie that this person more. And if you've got the same earrings as Linda Pitt, and you're going to remember Linda's real and she's doing this and I'm doing and all these different things. When you see it in action, when you see that wisdom, you see them on stage, that's going to carry you on. X is for Xerox. You know how hard it was to find an X word, guys? Xerox. Rob and duplicate, not research and development. Mike, take notes and literally do what those people did. If Mark Riches tells you he reached out to XYZ business, no pun intended, go do what Mark did. Don't try to reinvent this. I've seen a few folks on Facebook and other areas decide how they were going to do this business. Folks, you don't have to do it. You're spinning your wheels in the snow. You're spinning them in the mud. Just do exactly what was put before you, and you'll probably get similar or the same results. The letter Y, to finish up here, is youth. I'm 42. I've learned so much in the last 6 to 12 months from millennials. There's a new take, and it can help you cater to your own audience. Whether, for example, someone just reached out to Alicia and I over the weekend. She's, I don't know, maybe 20 years old. I'm going to pull from what I learned at events. I'm going to an event, a super regional kickoff this weekend in Cincinnati, where a kid who's already done something that I've tried to do, he's gone platinum in a number of months as a millennial. I'm going to take every note I can take from a kid. I'm going to buy him a cup of coffee, whatever it takes, and I'm going to learn from the youth in this business. And the last letter we got tonight is Z. And I wrote down the zippers, everybody. This is so, it's not asinine, but it's really elementary. Zippers, as in dress the part of the person you want to become. Show up to an event looking sharp, smelling great, you know, feeling clean, all those good things that are normal, the things we should never have to say. But I always remember every event where someone is dressed down. And maybe that's the best they got, and that's okay. But my grandma said it best. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's the best you've got. When you get to an event, you get there representing your business. I'll finish with this. At Harvard Risk Management, we talk about we own our own agency. Go in there like you own an agency. Go in there like a Jim Tanner who's got, I don't know, hundreds if not thousands of people on his team. Go in there like a Mark Riches looking sharp and go in there with some pride. Gentlemen, make sure your zipper's up. And with that, I thank you very much and turn it back to you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That was a good close. No pun intended. Hey, well, thank you very, very much, Adam, for that incredible training. I wish I could show you the text messages going back and forth between people in my team and just the compliments that they're giving you. I love your trainings, and that is echoed throughout our organization as well. You have such a great way of just breaking it down, and I just could not agree more with what Mr. Thompson is sharing with you this morning. And guys, when you've got a guy that's doing what many of you want to do, I think there's a lot of you out there that would say, you know what, I would love to go out and earn $150,000 this year, 2018, selling employee benefits, and specifically selling Legal Shield and ID Shield as employee benefits. And I'm just going to tell you, that's exactly what Adam Thompson has done. Now, I would put my money on the fact that he's going to go far beyond that in 2018. I don't think he'll stop at $150,000. I believe that he and his wife and Alicia are on track for much more than that. But I'm just telling you, that's a clue. When someone's doing what you want to do, and he's sitting here saying, okay, one of the biggest things that I've ever done, one of the most important things that I've ever done myself is attended these events. that's a clue. I hope that that's not just going over your head. I hope that you're not sitting there saying, well, that's good for him, but I don't think I'm going to go. Because that's not the attitude of success. The attitude of success is, let me listen to what he's saying. Let me humble myself a little bit and let me follow. Because I'm going to tell you, those who have that attitude are the ones that my money's on to follow that trend that Adam and his wife Alicia are going to be setting this year. To increase income, increase production, increase their bonus intake. All of that is the trend that these guys are on. And how do you and I join them? Listen to what he's saying. Let me in closing, give you two events that are absolutely worthwhile. And Adam mentioned Oklahoma City. That is an event that's coming up here in 2 months that I hope that all of you are planning on attending. Now, if you have not registered for Oklahoma City, we've got a special opportunity for you here this morning. And I think I'm able to say this because I think we still do have a few of these tickets available for you. But you can go into your back office, go to harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access, and log in. And when I say the Events tab, that's in your toolbar. It's the little calendar icon in your toolbar. And you can go right there, and you'll see there the webinars that we've got coming up. But if you'll scroll down a little bit, you'll see that the logo for We Are Legal Shield International Convention 2018. And you'll notice if you click on that, where it says Register Now, then you can register for that event. Now, that event is right now, I think it started at $79, but right now I think those tickets, if you buy them from Legal Shield, are $139. $139, which, by the way, is an incredible investment. Some people balk at that. Someone said that a few days ago. I remember it was a new agent. He said, I don't want to pay to go to an event. Yeah, they ought to pay me to go to an event. Well, that's fine, but that attitude will not get that agent very far. Okay, you got to look at this as a business owner. And a $139 investment to go to an event that could help you earn $139,000 over the next few months, that is a good investment. I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm going to tell you, that's a good return. And it's an investment that I've always turned into a positive return. I've always gotten way more out of the events that I've attended. And as Adam said, the event after the event, the opportunity to associate and mingle with others, man, I've gotten way more out of that than I've ever spent getting to an event. You throw in the travel, you throw in all of that stuff, that's always been a phenomenal investment for me. And I think it should be a phenomenal investment for you as well. But you've got an opportunity right now to get $100 off of that registration by registering through Harvard Risk Management. We were able to, last year, secure a number of tickets at $39 each, and we're just passing that discount on to you. And so I would take full advantage of that. Now, we still got a few of those. That's, again, it's kind of one of those things like the webinar tomorrow. Once those are gone, though, it'll just go back to $139. And again, don't balk at $139. That's still a great deal. But if you can get it for $39 instead of $139, that would be a very smart thing to do. And you can do that right in your back office. Again, click on the events website, scroll down to the We Are Legal Shield, the purple logo there, and then click on Register Now, and you can get your ticket. And that's the biggest thing, because it's coming up in 2 months. I mean, literally 2 months from today is that event. So you still have time if you're going to buy a flight. You still have time if you're, to get your hotel, although I would probably get a reservation now for your hotel. But your tickets, so the tickets will go out. Those $39 tickets for sure will run out here pretty soon. They may be gone today. So I would get on there and get that as quickly as you possibly can. Let me just mention another event that's coming up. Now, this is one that is more of a regional event, but I'm excited about it. I'm going to be speaking at a B2B training event. It's an advanced training event, so this is not a certification like our webinars, but coming up in Dallas on February 9th and 10th. And I just wanted to throw that out there. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas. The 10th is the Saturday. That's the big event. But I'm going to be speaking at that. Brian Parker and Abby Jones, who are $300,000 earners from, again, the B2B space, and several other top producers are going to be speaking at that event. They asked me if I would participate in that, and I told them, of course, yes, I would love to, mainly because I wanted to be able to promote that to our Harvard team, anyone that's remotely close to Dallas. I mean, we've got folks coming in from Houston. There will likely be folks that will buy a plane ticket and fly in for that, simply because it's going to be based on what we do at Harvard Risk Management. So much of what we do is coming from that B2B space, and that event is going to be fully focused on business solutions, B2B marketing, employee benefit marketing, exactly what we do. So I want to throw that out there to you. There are some of you that are close enough that you could get there within, you know, it's a few-hour drive. I would absolutely do that. We've got folks coming in from Oklahoma. I'm sure we'll have folks from New Mexico and Colorado that can drive in. But even at, you know, Dallas is a cheap place to fly into, too. I mean, sometimes you can buy a ticket for $50, you know, one way. So $100, you got a round-trip ticket getting into Dallas. We're still more than 21 days, so you can, you know, get a cheap ticket in. That would be one to put on your calendar. I don't think that I would replace Oklahoma City with that. I would go to Oklahoma City because that's the big event that Adam talked about, but there are some of you that have no problem doing both. And I'm telling you, this is not one of those things where less is more. When it comes to events, more is more. Okay, the more events you can attend, the more you're going to get out of them. And so just wanted to throw those two out to you and really promote them, because I'm telling you, those are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. When you have a chance to get to an event like what we're talking about here, and I want to put the full focus on Oklahoma City, because to me, I think that's the big-picture event. When you have a chance to get to something like that, you don't pass that up. You don't turn that down. Here's the dumbest thing, and I don't use that word very often, but here's the most stupid thing that someone could say, is I'll catch the next one. I'll be at the next one. Well, let me just be real blunt with you. If you're saying that, there will not be a next one for you. If I can just be real blunt, you'll quit before then. You don't have what it takes. If that's your attitude, you don't have what it takes to be successful in this business. You might be hanging on by a lifeline, you know, 6 months from now, whenever that next big event's going to be. But it won't really matter, because your attitude won't really change by then. I'm inviting you to change your mindset and your attitude today. Don't wait 6 months from now. Change that mindset and that attitude today, because that's what's going to change your results tomorrow. That's what's going to change your income tomorrow and this year, is by changing your mindset and your attitude today. Now, I'm speaking specifically to those who say stuff like, I'll catch the next one, or I'm sure those events are good, but I just don't know that I need that. Ooh, here's another one. It gets under my skin. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me, is when an agent says, well, I don't need to go to the event. I don't need the hype. Ugh, man, that's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Because how, you know, number one, maybe you do need a little hype in your life and in your business. And I love what Adam said. I mean, the motivation that comes from attending and mingling with people that are doing right now what you want to be doing, you can't put a price tag on that. So I think everyone does need a little bit of that, but then it's just ignorant to say that, because those events are so much more than hype. There's so much more. There's knowledge and education and experience of being there. I'm not, you know, if I keep going, I'm going to redo all of Adam's training that he just did masterfully well. But I'm telling you, don't catch yourself saying stuff like that. And I don't use the word stupid very often, but it's stupid to say something like that. If those words are on your lips, get rid of them. If those thoughts are in your mind, you got to get rid of that, what I call stinking thinking. Because it will not help you be successful. It will not make you who you deserve to be. And it's time today to change that way of thinking, if that is, in fact, the way that you're thinking. You don't need them. Are you sure? Look at your income. Maybe you do need it. Maybe you do need a little lift, okay? Because whatever your income is, I guarantee it could be more by changing your attitude and plugging into these events that we have the privilege of being a part of. Adam, I cannot thank you enough for spending that time. This is going to be one of those training calls that I star in the back office, that I highlight in the back office, that I tell people for months and years to come, go listen to this one in the back office, because I just could not agree more. I think you're so on point with what you're sharing. A big thank you also to Mr. Mark Riches for joining the call this morning, and to all of you for being a part of this call. We will talk to you all tomorrow. We'll see you on the live Facebook event hosted by our Senior Vice President, Mr. Jim Tanner. That's on the HRMC Agents Facebook page tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central Time. And then at noon Central Time, we'll see on the webinar. Make sure you register for that, hrmctraining.com, with Mr. Ross Brockhoff talking about the Legal Shield at Work. And we'll join you also on the Thursday night call, leadership call, that we've got coming up this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That one is going to be an exceptional call as well. God bless every one of you. Thank you for being on the call this morning. Happy Martin Luther King Day, and as we celebrate that day of justice and liberty and equality, let's take to heart the mission that we have to bring justice and equality to millions of Americans across North America. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.